Welcome to Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T. Thank you for joining us on the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, Scott Cirilla, and the mayor, Brad Sellers.
It is good to be back, and yes, this is Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T, as the man said, alongside Brad Sellers. I'm Scott Cirilla. Brad, great to see you.
Great to be here, Scotty.
It's always good to talk basketball, and although the calendar has changed to April, there's still a lot of March Madness to be talked about. The Cavaliers wrapping up the regular season here. Before you know it, the season's going to be over next Tuesday, actually. They'll have a couple of road games before that time. March Madness, again, it's April, but still full swing. We had some great games. We'll talk about those. And the Cleveland Monsters hockey, they're making a late season push for the postseason, so we will talk about that as well. But first and foremost, you're a basketball guy. I'm a basketball guy, and we will talk basketball Cavalier style. But, man, March Madness, the Elite Eight this past weekend, buddy, I know you were watching. That's some good stuff. That's some good stuff.
Listen, it's been a great NCAA tournament. I mean, I like it, the fact that not all the normal regulars are in the finals. I mean, you have people that actually play themselves in, Texas Tech and Auburn, obviously. No one, I thought, except if you went to those two institutions, would think that they'd have a chance to be at the Final Four. It's going to make for a very interesting Final Four. There are a lot of people that went home disappointed, the Gonzagas and the Purdues and people that had eyeballed the finals. Being in the finals playing will not be there this year. We got some upstarts.
I think that's one of the things, Brad, that makes it so much fun is that, you know, when we do our brackets, it's so – you obviously want to go with the number one seeds because they most likely 99% of the time are the better team. But you know there will be upsets somewhere. It's latching on to just the right upset team. And three of the four teams in the Final Four are not number one seeds. And I don't know that anybody really would have anticipated. I'm sure there are people that did make the pick. But overall, I don't know how many people were looking at Auburn, Texas Tech, and Virginia to really go all the way this far to the Final Four.
Well, you got to figure that Charles Barkley was looking at Auburn.
Well,
right? Yeah, I got to think that folks that support Texas Tech were elated to be here, right? You got some people that have never been here, right?
Which makes it great, right?
Because I think it's one of the sport's greatest tournaments out here.
Agreed, yeah.
Right?
Because it's so much fun.
Because you don't know, right? And you have a chance for a real underdog to come out here. And so it's going to be for a very interesting final. You have some people that have been there before. Michigan State's been there before. Virginia has faltered many a time,
yeah.
Right? And so you have a chance for some redemption here as well.
Cavs HQ presented by AT&T is coming up. When we come back, we're going to take our first look at the Cavaliers, and we want to talk specifically about Colin Sexton, who, Brad, I really want to get your thoughts on him because, you know, as a rookie, what he's doing here is really something that I think is getting lost in the shuffle. We'll do that next. This is Cavs HQ presented by AT&T. Scott Cirilla, Brad Sellers with you on the Cavaliers Radio Network.
Tuesday, April 9th is the Cavs' final regular season game, and it's Fan Appreciation Night at the Q, where all fans in attendance will receive a Cavs Cooler backpack presented by Discount Drug Mart.
It's a running start at Lopez, goes to the foul line, beats Sexton, corner three on the way, he knocks it down.
It's also time to give thanks to you, the greatest fans in the land, by giving away over $1 million in prizes. Get your seats today at Cavs.com/tickets or any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart. Let's go Cavs. Stop by the new AT&T store in Beachwood Place to find out how you can buy an eligible Samsung Galaxy and get a second one free. Limited time offer on select devices. Each requires a minimum of $750 on installment. Requires a new line, service for both, minimum $100 per month combined before discounts. Free after credits over 30 months. Credit starts within three bills. If service is canceled, device balance is due. $30 activation, additional taxes and restrictions apply. See store for details.
There must have been something in the world.
Country's greatest, Carrie Underwood. Live in concert, the Cry Pretty Tour 360 with special guests Maddie and Tay and Runaway June. Quicken Loans Arena, October 16th, 2019. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. The brand new album, Cry Pretty, is available everywhere now in association with Kalia.
Chest congestion is awful, and it's even worse when it comes with a cough or a stuffed up nose. That's why Mucinex has maximum strength tablets for more than just chest congestion. Mucinex DM relieves cough, and Mucinex D relieves nasal congestion. Maximum strength Mucinex tablets go to work fast and provide long-lasting relief. Only Mucinex fights your symptoms for up to 12 hours with one dose. Mucinex in, Mucinex out. Earn Pro Points on Mucinex purchases at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Join Winnego United, the official season ticket membership of the Cavaliers. Winnego United members receive top loyalty pricing on Cavs tickets, team shop discounts, and access to exclusive events.
Bounces and hands down a lady! Dr. Oma Dunn.
Don't miss your chance to experience the newly renovated Q firsthand and help us celebrate our historic 50th season. Join Winnego United today by calling 800-820-CAVS or visit cavs.com/enroll.
That's right, living in the USA here on Cavs HQ presented by AT&T. Scott Zarilla with you along with Brad Sellers. And Brad, first before we talk about the March Madness, we do want to talk about the Cavaliers, who despite the loss last night, 122-113 in Phoenix, they've now lost six consecutive games. You know, I think one of the storylines that has gotten a little bit lost in the shuffle has been the play of Colin Sexton. You know, here's a guy that, again, because you played on some of the great rookies with and against, but what's amazing to me about Colin is the fact that here's a guy that, as a rookie, we hear all about that rookie wall, 30, 35 games. Your production starts to drop off a little bit. He's playing some of his best basketball of the season right now down the stretch, which to me, and again, this is where I need you, that's not normal, is it?
No, it's not normal. And I'll just tell you that it has been a pleasure to watch him grow as a player. And you're right. The typical rookie game is that you perk up during the midseason, you have some good games, and at the end you're so tired because you hadn't played this many games as a player that you usually tend to fall off here. He has been building like a crescendo, and his game has gotten better as each month has gone along. And one of the things that I will talk about to you, Scott, is just this. He has played in every game. He's been here.
Yeah.
He has been here every game. He has answered the bell. No small injury has held him out. When he didn't feel well, didn't hold him out. He's just tried to get better. And I think you start to see it in his production. You know, you think about his production and what he's doing, and I'm not sure that everybody is aware, but we're going to make him aware. You know, he is playing some good basketball right now. Very good basketball.
You know, the sexy names to talk about when you're talking NBA all-rookie first team. The number one overall pick, DeAndre Ayton.
Absolutely.
Like 16-10. Yeah. He's having a good rookie year.
Absolutely.
Then the conversation turns to Luka Doncic of Dallas, Trae Young of Atlanta, who were traded for one another. So that right there in and of itself is a story. Plus, they're having a terrific rookie years, both of them. After that, who else is really, as a rookie, doing what Colin Sexton is doing? And he's got to be a guy that is in that conversation for first-team all-rookie team. I don't know how he's not going to be a strong candidate for that.
I don't know how anyone who knows this game can look at what he has done during the course of this season, and especially where we are now, and not have him in that conversation. He is, listen, he is in a rare air. He's playing in a scenario where he has playing at least 2,000 minutes. He's scoring 16 points a game. He's shooting over 40% from threes. I mean, he's in the company. Only two people have done that as rookies, and one is Larry Bird and one is Steph Curry, right?
So, I unbelievable.
Mean, you think about just think about that, where that is, right?
Right.
And then you think about this here. Down the stretch here, where this Cavalier team has gotten better, you cannot tell me they haven't gotten better. It may not have translated into victories.
Right, right.
But their performance and play has ticked up 10 times. And so he's a big component of that. He scored at least 23 points in seven straight games with us. I mean, he has led and answered the bell. I mean, this is what you want to see out of rookies. You want to see them get better. The beautiful thing for Colin has really been this, Scott, has been the fact that because of injuries here, he's had a chance to play and develop. You know,
right?
You know,
right.
Sometimes when it's not going well for a rookie, you get over to sit over there and watch.
Sure.
Right? And that's not always helpful.
And he's really grabbed his opportunity. And just to further a couple of those numbers that you mentioned, going into the game with Phoenix last night, among rookies, first in minutes, first in free throw percentage, first with 10-plus points, second in three-point field goal percentage, which everybody said that was his weak spot, his three-point shooting. He's shooting about 44% since about the All-Star break. 20-plus points, he's done it third. He's third in the league doing that, third in points per game, and fifth in assists, which I know that a lot of people were complaining he wasn't getting enough teammates involved early in the year, but those assists are rising as well, which means his game is growing across the board.
And you're picking it up, and he's doing just that. But think about this. This is the other thing. You know, when they put the All-Star weekend and they invite the newcomers, the ones that are first-year, second-year players to come in here and say, okay, we're going to play you in this rookie All-Star game, basically, right? And he was left off that list, right? He was left off that list. And so, but you look at what he's doing and look at his numbers, right? And that tells you that people early on weren't paying attention. Now, I think he has their attention now. There's no doubt about it.
21 points in the Cavaliers' loss last night. We know one other angle I want to take on the Cavaliers is he's getting some help. I mean, he's got Kevin Love when he's been healthy, Tristan Thompson since he's been back. But really, somebody else getting lost in the Cavaliers' resurgence, again, despite the six-game losing streak, the play of Jordan Clarkson. Jordan with 20 points last night, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. But he's got 69 games of double figures coming off the bench, which is first in the league. And following the game last night in Phoenix, he spoke with the media about that, his ability to play and really relishing the role of coming off the bench and being that go-to guy when it comes to scoring points.
I mean, I take pride in it just because I know I'm trying to help my team win. I know that's my role, and that's what I came to do. So, you know, just coming in there, trying to make a quick impact, that scoring, making plays, just anything I could do to help the team be in position to win.
Do you think mentally you've learned a lot about your game in that realm coming off the bench, even more so now as you look ahead to next season?
Yeah, you know, this is who I am. You know, I'm a six man, and I'm just, you know, focusing in on how I can make myself better, and everything is slowing down for me now. The game is, you know, coming along real slow for me now, so just making plays and reads has been easier.
You know, Doc Rivers in L.A. was saying the other day that Lou Williams and you guys know you're good enough to start, but you have found the role, embraced the role. How much fun is it to impact as a sixth man, because it can be a game changer?
I mean, it's fun. You know, I found, you know, my role on the team and with the organization and in the league. So just being able to do that, come in and know my job, I don't know, I ain't have to worry about nothing else. I'm just coming in there, and they expect me to do what I do. It's always comfortable to have that, and, you know, I'm still hitting.
Why is it so much tougher for this group on the road?
I have no idea, to be honest with you. Teams make runs. We was down by 20. We made a run, and they cut it to 9 at one point. We just got to figure out how to just keep going. It takes a lot of energy to come down back from 20. But we got to keep learning from the mistakes and keep going.
Do you feel like winning on the road is something that you have to learn through experience?
Yeah. Playing on the road is definitely different now than playing at home. So it takes a different mentality, and you know, you guys are going to learn and learn how to do that and win on the road soon.
That's Jordan Clarkson following the Cavaliers' loss last night in Phoenix, 122-113. That audio courtesy of Fox Sports Ohio. Quickly, Brad, we're going to wrap things up. You know, we were talking so much about Colin Sexton, and as I said, kind of leading into Jordan Clarkson, for a rookie, you need some veterans. You know, we hear the talk, you got to have veterans. Veterans help rookies along, and I think having Jordan Clarkson running alongside, and even to a lesser extent now Brandon Knight since we acquired him, having those guys in the backcourt alongside Colin have really helped him along in his progression as well, too. Well, wouldn't you agree with that?
There's no doubt, because they can push you, and they'll see things. Veterans will see things that you may not know or see offhand early on. Someone has to teach you, and it always doesn't come from the coaches. It always comes from your comrades out there. But I would just say this about Jordan Clarkson. He's had a phenomenal year. He has, you heard me speak about early redemption.
Yeah.
After last year, he came back and wanted to redeem himself, put the effort in the summer. You see it playing out now. And he's come in, and he has embraced his role. His role now is a guy to come off the bench and give you a punch off the bench. And he's giving you a massive punch. And he has created a niche for himself. He's found his way. And you just heard him talk about it. Just say that, listen, I understand what I'm supposed to do now, and I've embraced it. I'm going to go at it.
You're listening to Cavs HQ presented by AT&T alongside Brad Sellers. I'm Scott Zarrilla. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we will talk March Madness into April Madness. That's coming up next on the Cavaliers Radio Network.
Right now at LeVans, get 50% off, 50 months no interest, $50 gift card doubled to $100. That's 50, 50, 50. Shop store-wide, save on furniture and mattresses, and when you take 50% off, you'll get an incredible deal, like our Cheyenne Queen Bed, before saving $7.99. 50% off, just $3.99. 50, 50, 50. Now at LeVans.
New Kids on the Block, live, the mixtape tour. An incredible night of your mixtape favorites with Salt-N-Pepa, Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, and Naughty by Nature. Saturday, May 4th, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now. Available online at theqarena.com and nkotv.com. New Kids on the Block.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Hello, PGA Pro Jimmy Hanlon here. Let me tell you a little secret. For $7, you can have the best burger in town. I've had it. Trust me, it's the best. Every Tuesday night for dinner, the Rustic Grill at Stonewater in Highland Heights slashes their burger and veggie burger prices in half. $7 only, but the same great Ohio beef with house-made bacon, aged white cheddar, bib lettuce, garlic aioli, and house-cut fries. The price is cut, but the quality never is. Check out Rustic Grill at Stonewater Golf.
Are you looking for a night out with friends or family? With exciting promotions, giveaways, and concession deals, there's something for everyone at the Cleveland Monsters game.
Friday, April 12th is Fan Salute Night and a 1-2-3 Friday. Get $1 Pepsis, $2 Sugardale Hot Dogs, and $3 Select Beers. Be there for the last regular season home game of the season and automatically be entered to win a game-worn jersey right off the player's bag.
For tickets, call 216-420-0000. Visit ClevelandMonsters.com or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart. Monsters Hockey, where players and fans come to play.
Ah, that music can only mean one thing. March Madness into April Madness. Welcome back to Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T. I'm Scott Zarrilla alongside the mayor, Brad Sellers. Brad, boy, I tell you what, as I said earlier in the show, you and I are basketball guys, and you and I are both ballpark the same age. We can talk about all the same players in the same games. There's nothing like March Madness. You know, you've got the football games and you've got plenty of other events, but there is nothing like basketball when it comes to college and March Madness. So when we teased in the early in the broadcast, the Elite Eight, those were some really, really good games. And it's fun, as we said, to see some teams that come out that you aren't necessarily expecting to get that far. And although Virginia, a number one seed, has advanced, you know, other than the people that don't know any better, probably said, oh, they're a number one, they're going to go all the way. I don't know how many people probably guesstimated that the Cavaliers would make it to the Final Four. Were you, of the four that made it, are you surprised at anybody, or has anything to this point surprised you?
Well, I got got to believe that no way in the world I thought Texas Tech would be in the Final Four, right? And Auburn traditionally is not a team that is in that rare air. But, you know, if you watch these teams, the beautiful part about this, the NCAA tournament is this. Anybody can get going.
Yeah.
And the ones that think they should be kings, you know, you can get tossed. And you go look at the Dukes of the world, right?
Right.
And look at the Purdues and everybody.
Kentucky.
The Kentuckys. All this rare air things because we built these programs. We get the best of the best. And guess what? The little man can come in one day and say, not today, son. It's going to happen. Right?
Well, one of the – I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I said, and said, when you do that, these are memories that players take away for a lifetime.
So great. Yeah.
For a lifetime. I mean, when Ohio State played Iowa State here in the tournament.
we have to tell everybody the team that you were on.
Yeah, the team I was on. Uh-huh. So my teammate, Ron Stokes, who calls the game for the Buckeyes now, he is texting everybody the stat sheet from 1985 when we played Iowa State in there. And Jeff Hornacek and Jeff Grayer and Barry Stevens.
Good players.
Right, good players that went home, that we sent them home that day, right? And so Stokes still has the stat sheet. I was like, you still have this thing?
He must have done really well that day.
Yeah, he had a good day.
How did you do that day?
I think I had like 15 and 10. And so
nothing wrong with that.
Dennis Hobson might have had 19, 7. We had a nice little run. And then we thought we were on our way. And then the next day, we went to play a team called Louisiana Tech.
Yep.
We figured that we would mow them down and we would be playing Wayman Tisdale in Oklahoma in the Sweet 16.
Sure.
Well, when we got to the second round and played Louisiana Tech, they had a guy by the name of Carl Malone. I was like, who is this guy? I was like, he's busting out of his shirt. His shirt is too small for him. And so he laid it on us that day, right? So the thing about that, I remember like it was yesterday.
Brad, I got to ask you because, you know, again, we've been in love with March Madness, so many people for so long. It's hard to try, and I've really tried to come up with why are we so fascinated with it. And I think what I've kind of come up with a little bit is that over the years, it has fed upon itself. We can go back, and again, you and I can go back into the 70s and remember plenty of great games. But when you got into the 80s, you had Michael Jordan with a game winner in 82. You had the Derek Wittenberg, you know, air ball caught by Lorenzo Charles in 83. You had the upset of Villanova. You had Danny Manning in 86. You had
the Magic Bird showdown.
Magic Bird. And you had, but that really didn't, that was a fairly easy game for Michigan State. That was not really that close of a game. Then you go to Michigan and Seton Hall with Rumail Robinson and Glenn Rice.
Yeah.
I think what happens is, and again, I want your perspective as a guy that played there, when you start to see these games become so exciting, as a player yourself, it's like, I can be a part of this, and I am a part of this. And does it kind of elevate your game to where, you know what, suddenly when you were a middling player that maybe nobody knew about, now you're playing in the tournament, I've got an opportunity to really make a name for myself.
And that's what you see Scott play out day in and day out. You looked at the guys at UCF when they played Duke. They should have sent Duke home that day, right? And I'm not sure that UCF and Johnny Dawkins and his son can produce that on a daily basis, but that day, you can go home. That's why this country loves that tournament, because the little man can have his day that day.
You know, the kid with, and I have a harder time pronouncing his first name than his last name, for Virginia, Diakite, who hit that buzzer beater. How great is that? I mean, I don't know. I have to be honest. I didn't watch Virginia all season long. But to my point, did he raise his game to the point where does everybody feel like they can be the hero? And that's why we have so many kids that play so much better, and it raises the game quality in and of itself, that when he got that ball, he just took it, turned, shot it, and scored. And it was like, it was just so like a natural act. It was just so exciting.
And I don't want to say luck, because he caught and shot it like it was supposed to go
in. Yeah.
And I will just tell you, it comes down to a moment. Purdue had that game. The guy goes to the free throw line, makes the second of a 1-1. Then guess what? They're up 4. They're going to walk out the door. They still get a chance. They follow him, send the guys to the line, and he misses the second one of 2. And it bounces out, goes long. If Purdue gets the rebound, they're okay.
Right.
It's over.
Right.
Right? But he took the chance. Virginia took their chance and opportunity to keep it alive. And that's what this tournament is all about. Who can survive? And, you know, it's just like if you're out here, you just want to survive for that day. And that figure a way to get it done.
And it's just so fun. Again, I keep going back to just the guys that come up with these situations. Carson Edwards, I believe, the kid from Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many people really knew who Carson Edwards was before 2 weeks ago? And now look what he's coming out and doing. The shootout that he had with Kyle Guy, of Virginia when you know, Kyle had hurt his ankle late in the first half, and then he comes out, it's four or five threes in the second half, and it's just, you get so caught up in this, you forget that they're 18, 19, 20 year old kids. You were there. It's so much fun.
Well, for those that did not know Carson Edwards at Purdue, if you're a Big Ten follower, you probably know who he is. Yeah. But if you don't follow the Boilermakers, you probably did not know. He had been playing like that the whole entire season. And so for us, it really is about this. If you're a player, can you rise to the moment?
Yep.
Will you have your day, right? And if you do have a day, can you produce another day, right? And it's just because it really is a very short time period to play in this string.
Right,
and the beautiful thing is, the country gets to see.
Oh, it's
great. On every channel.
All right, let's get to it. Final four, number five, Auburn, number one, Virginia. I'm going to paint you into the corner.
No, pay me.
Who do you like?
Pay me, because Virginia's going down. They shouldn't even be here, right?
You like Auburn?
I like Auburn is playing with such inspiration. I'm not going to doubt them any further.
Right? And they will be without Chuma Okeke, who unfortunately went down with that knee injury. So you're going to go with the Tigers.
Going with the Tigers.
And the other side would be Michigan State, the number two seed, Texas Tech, number three.
Well, Texas Tech has been playing great basketball, but guess what? Their day's coming to an end, too, and it's going to be at the hands of a Big Ten team.
Yeah. Well, the one thing about Michigan State, they've been there before, and they got a coach that's been there.
Looking coach.
Okay, so you're predicting Auburn, Michigan State. Who do you like to win it all?
Well, in that case, I'm going to go Michigan State all the way in. I just think that at some point, I got to feel like the moment may be too big for Auburn. And so I just think that Izzo being there, knowing how to prepare for it. Because the one thing you're going to go see, Scott, is in this Final Four, Texas Tech and Auburn, the media blitz that they're going to see next week or the end of this week is going to be something they probably have never even encountered.
Good stuff, Brad. We need to take a quick timeout. You're listening to Cavs HQ presented by AT&T. When we come back, we're going to switch gears. We're going to go onto the ice and talk Monsters hockey. That's next on the Cavaliers Radio Network.
Stop by the new AT&T store in Beachwood Place to find out how you can buy an eligible Samsung Galaxy and get a second one free. Limited time offer on select devices. Each requires a minimum of $750 on installment. Requires a new line, service for both, minimum $100 per month combined before discounts. Free after credits over 30 months. Credit starts within 3 bills. If service is canceled, device balance is due. $30 activation, additional taxes and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Discount Drug Mart wants you to know that despite recent changes made by Medicare, you can pick up your favorite brand of diabetes supplies at Discount Drug Mart and bill Medicare with little or no cost to you. They carry all the supplies you need, including Essentia Contour, LifeScan One Touch Vario, Freestyle Light, Drug Mart True Metrics, and AccuCheck Aviva meters and test strips. Stop by the pharmacy and pick up your diabetes testing supplies or speak with a pharmacist for more details.
Join Wine & Gold United, the official season ticket membership of the Cavaliers. Wine & Gold United members receive top loyalty pricing on Cavs tickets, team shop discounts, and access to exclusive events.
Bounces and hands down a lady! Dr. Oba Dunn.
Don't miss your chance to experience the newly renovated Q firsthand and help us celebrate our historic 50th season. Join Wine & Gold United today by calling 800-820-CAVS or visit cavs.com/enroll.
The Black Keys are back. September 30th, Quicken Loans Arena. The Black Keys, Let's Rock Tour. With special guest, Modest Mouse. Tickets are on sale now. Available online at theqarena.com. The Black Keys return.
Who says barbecue season is only in the summer? With all the variety Eckrich has to offer, you can enjoy your favorites all year long. With the best Eckrich hot dogs and sausages all under 200 calories, turn your grill into the next five-star restaurant. 115 years of experience guarantees that once you try Eckrich, you won't go back. With all products being sold at your local Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers, it won't be hard to start your five-star cooking today. Quality you can taste in one bite.
As part of the 2019 Cleveland Cavaliers Harvest for Hunger campaign presented by Trusted Sec, Cavs and Trusted Sec, team members volunteered at the Greater Cleveland Food Bank. Volunteers brought their A-game as they competed in two teams, captained by Cavs players Jetty Osmond and Tristan Thompson, to see who could pack the most amount of items during this volunteer shift. Everyone was a winner as Jetty and Tristan led their teams in setting a food bank record, packaging 17,000 meals in just 2 hours that will be distributed to those hungry children and families in our community. Cavaliers in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be right back with more Cavs HQ presented by AT&T right after this. And we are right back on Cavs HQ. The mayor, Brad Sellers, needed to step away to do mayoral type things, but that's not a bad situation right now because it allows us to sit down with the voice of the play-by-play voice of the Cleveland Monsters, Tony Brown. Tony, great to finally catch up with you. I've been chasing you for the better part of the season, and there's a very exciting time of the year for the Monsters. You know, the calendar has changed to April, but the Monsters themselves, you've had pretty much your own March Madness, have you not? They've played very well as of late, and playoffs, which was something, my understanding, maybe not something that was high on the list of probabilities, is really coming into to focus here.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to be with you, Scott. Great to catch up with you. You've been busy this year with the Charge, too, yeah. So it's good to finally spend some time here. But yeah, you know, you're right. It's good to peak at the right time in sports, right? And for the Monsters, they're doing that. They're best month of the year in terms of the results has been the month of March, and often in hockey, March can be the most important month. It's where the contenders sort of emerge from a crowded field, and in the American Hockey League's North Division right now, that's the Monsters division. Cleveland is doing what they can to put themselves right in the mix for a playoff spot, and they are, as of today, just 1 point back of fourth place Belleville. That's the Ottawa Senators affiliate, the Belleville Senators, 1 point back of them for that fourth place position in the North Division. The playoff format in the AHL is similar to the NHL's in that it's a divisional format. So in each of the four divisions, the top four teams get in. You play the first two rounds of the playoffs inside the division. So the top seed in the division plays the four seed, mm-hmm. and the two, the three.
Yep, yep.
Call that the division semifinal, if you will. The second round of the playoffs, the division final, onto the conference finals, and then the Calder Cup final. So right now, the Monsters battling with seven games left on their regular season schedule to overtake Belleville for that fourth and final playoff spot, and it's a good race.
You know, Tony, it's funny because the Charge, coming out of the All-Star break, they won 10 of their final 15 games, and they were out of the playoff contention. But, you know, I said to the guys, I said, it tells you a lot when guys don't quit, when, you know, pretty much playoffs are, you're not going to make it. It's easy to become selfish. And like I said at the top, that the Monsters, you know, still had an outside chance of it. But, you know, sometimes it's easy to look past the fact that, you know, we've still got an opportunity and guys mail it in quick. So in and of itself, it's a good sign that the guys have realize that, hey man, we can stick to our knitting and still got a chance at this thing.
Yeah, I think, you know, the team's been locked in throughout this season. It's just in the second half of the year for Cleveland, they've dealt with just tons of injuries, and not just injuries like every team goes through, but injuries to top players. I mean, names that Monsters fans have come to know and rely on over the course of the past 3-4 years. Sonny Milano is a guy who hasn't played in 20 plus games. Nathan Gerby, the team's captain this year, has been out for 20 plus games. Alex Broadhurst, a member of the Calder Cup team who's been around for now 4 years. He's been out for almost 20 games. And Zach Delpy, who's come back to now become or resume being the Monsters, you know, real dynamic force in the offensive dimension. He was out for as many as 14 games at one point. But as the team gets a little bit healthier here, finally all those reinforcements show up. And it's showing up in terms of the win-loss column right now for the Monsters. Again, this month of March is critical for all teams in hockey to sort of separate themselves from the rest of the teams in the mix. And the Monsters have done it mostly because they're getting scoring. And Dalpy is a big part of that, but it's been up and down the lineup. That secondary scoring, that's one of the things we talk about in hockey all the time. You know, teams have star players, sure, but the teams that really have a lot of success getting into the playoffs and then in the playoffs are teams that can get offense from all portions of their lineup, and the Monsters are getting that. But it really starts with Dalpy, and he's been now that he's healthy and back to 100%, he's been the guy steering the ship, really.
Yeah, you mentioned him, and you gave me a couple of cheat notes to help me through the interview, and I guess he's just been on fire recently the past couple of weeks. I mean, he's carrying the team almost on his back.
Yeah, he's been fabulous, especially this last weekend here. The Monsters, really the last two weekends, the Monsters took a huge step forward in winning three games in 3 days, all, well, starting on the road last Friday. That was the 22nd at Rochester, who's been the top team in the Monsters division all year. They won that game 5-2, came home to play Hershey in a couple of back-to-back games, defeated the Bears on Saturday and then Sunday of weekend before last. And then this most recent weekend, Dalpy has continued his goal streak, which is now up to 6 games, tying an all-time franchise record. Had a hat trick on Friday in a huge win for the Monsters over the Lehigh Valley Phantoms. 4 points total in that game for him. Added another goal on Saturday in what was a shootout loss, but still an important point earned there for Cleveland. So the team has points in 7 straight games. But Dalpy has just been awarded recently as the AHL's Player of the Week for his huge week. He's tied a franchise record for goals in a single season a couple of years back. 2014-15, Andrew Agazino had 30 goals. Dalpy's now up to 30 goals on the season, which is a career high for him. And that hat trick on Friday was his second of the year. That ties an all-time club record, too, for hat tricks in a season. So he's really just been a revelation for the Monsters, but he was so hot. He was leading the league to start the season in the month of October in scoring and injuries like we talked about, and as the season has progressed, slowed down its stretches, but he's back going gangbusters right now. And he was also named yesterday, in fact, the AHL's Player of the Month for the month of March. Wow. So if that's a good indicator for you, playing his best hockey at the most important time, he's been doing it, and he's getting attention not just from his teammates, his coaching staff, the fans here in Cleveland, but from the entire AHL, because that's something serious. Player of the Month is a tough thing to take down in this league. A lot of guys, have had a lot of success and continue to have success, but Dalpy leading the way in the month of March, and as he goes, so have gone the Monsters, getting themselves right into the mix for that playoff spot.
Tony Brown, play-by-play of the Cleveland Monsters, joining us here on Cavs HQ. You know, we're going to talk about how successful the Monsters have been at home here lately, but before that, you got a couple of road games, and it's always nice to have a guy you're talking about Dalpy as well as he's playing. I don't know if it translates the same with hockey, but on the road, you want to win at home, but you're going to need the road wins as well. So you got a couple to take care of coming up this week here.
Big, big week for the Monsters. This is going to be telling. On Wednesday night, they're going to take on a team up in Laval, Quebec. So that's the Laval Rocket affiliate of the Montreal Canadiens. In fact, just outside Montreal, play at a great building there. Monsters will be there at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday and Friday. Laval's been a team in sort of the bottom of the North Division standings this year, so those are games, if you're Cleveland, you feel like if you're going to make the playoffs, you need to win those games. And then a huge game, maybe the biggest game of the year for the Monsters so far, comes up on Saturday night. They'll be at Belleville. Now, that's the team they're chasing. Monsters have already beaten Belleville to the extent that they have the tiebreaker, but it's a head-to-head game, which means it essentially is a four-point game. If you can beat them in regulation, earn 2 standings points for yourself while preventing the Senators from earning any standings points, it can be a 4-point swing in the standings. And depending on what happens in Laval leading into that game on Saturday in Belleville, it's going to be essentially a playoff game for the Monsters. So I'm really excited for this week. It's always great to get up north of the border too. There's great fan support up in Canada in those markets, but to play a game like that with so many, not just implications, but downright, it's do or die almost on Saturday against Belleville. It's going to be tons of fun. So I can't wait to get up there and get to work. And again, 7:30 on Wednesday and Friday at Laval, then 7 o'clock on Saturday at Belleville. We'll have all the action on Alt 99.1.
And, you know, Tony, we're talking a lot about potential playoff spot for the Monsters. And, you know, sometimes, you know, it's as great as it is to win a championship, it's now it's becoming a little bit out of sight, out of mind. It's already been like 3 seasons since the Monsters won it back in 2016. So, you know, again, it's, you're not going to win every year, but it's nice that they're making a chase again, because it's another opportunity for a possible another Calder Cup.
Well, I mean, you know, it always is. Hockey, I think, unlike a lot of other sports, maybe basketball included, all you got to do is get into the playoffs. I mean, we've seen 8 seeds in the Stanley Cup playoffs at the NHL level win the Stanley Cup. These are teams that are scratching and clawing just to get into the playoffs. And once you're in there, anything can happen. So there's sort of 2 finish lines in hockey. You know, there's the finish line at the end of the playoffs, and only one team's going to be there. But if you can just get in, that means that you've been battling in a playoff type environment for weeks leading into the first round of the playoffs. Maybe some of those teams that have had their playoff spot locked up for weeks and weeks, haven't been playing in the same sort of intense must-have games that those teams fighting to get in have been. So for the Monsters, you know, right now all they're thinking about is the next game. It, honestly, the next shift, not even the next period. It's all about right now, what's right in front of your face for Cleveland and these players. And it's a meaningful thing to get into the Calder Cup playoffs. I mean, the Monsters, if they get in this year, it would be only the third time in franchise history that they've made the playoffs. And we all remember what happened the last time that happened. A little different situation there, but there are some parallels to that team in 2016. For the majority of that season, the Monsters were in fifth place and were by no means a shoo-in to get into the playoffs. But once they got in, they went 15-2 en route to that historic championship in 2016, the 10th in the history of the city of Cleveland there. But, you know, and not to draw too many similar threads, there's a few guys that are still with the team, with the Monsters that were there in 2016. One of them is Brad Thiessen, who right now, due to injury, has become the number one goaltender for the Monsters yet again. A great veteran player. We mentioned Alex Broadhurst, who's been fighting through injury. Brett Gallant, the fan favorite enforcer for the team, is still with the Monsters. And, you know, a couple of course, the front office staff, and there's a lot of folks that remember that time, but it's definitely a different team, different coaching staff, of course, same great affiliation with the Columbus Blue Jackets. So, you know, if you try to resist the temptation to let you think back to those times, but it is fun just to be back in the playoff race, just to have a chance to get in and do some damage. And I know a lot of teams around the league right now are looking around at the Monsters and what they've done in their past 10 games, going 7-1-2 over that span, going, oh, watch out, here's Cleveland right at the most important time of the year. So it's a fun thing to be around right now. And like we said, this week will be very telling for the Monsters.
Well, Tony, we've got road games coming up, but there's some more home games we want to talk about. Can you stick around for one more segment?
You got it.
That'll be great. We're going to take a quick timeout. More with Tony Brown, play-by-play voice of the Cleveland Monsters. That's coming up next on this edition of Cavs HQ on the Cavaliers Radio Network.
Kids on the Block, live, the Mixtape Tour. An incredible night of your mixtape favorites with Salt-N-Pepa, Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, and Naughty by Nature. Saturday, May 4th, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now. Available online at theqarena.com and in KOTV.com. New Kids on the Block.
With so many supplements available today, it's hard to decide which one is right for you. The answer is easy. Look for Pure Mark Naturals in the green bottle with the clear label down Discount Drug Mart's vitamin aisle. Pure Mark Naturals were inspired by nature. This means you're getting formulas that are clean, most are non-GMO, gluten-free, and vegetarian. Pure Mark Naturals also features vegan options that are gluten, wheat, and soy-free. The choice is purely smart. For your health and wellness, choose Pure Mark Naturals.
Stop by the new AT&T store in Beachwood Place to find out how you can buy an eligible Samsung Galaxy and get a second one free. Limited time offer on select devices. Each requires a minimum of $750 on installment. Requires a new line, service for both, minimum $100 per month combined before discounts. Free after credits over 30 months. Credit starts within three bills. If service is canceled, device balance is due. $30 activation, additional taxes and restrictions apply. See store for details. Tuesday, April 9th is the Cavs' final regular season game, and it's Fan Appreciation Night at the Q, where all fans in attendance will receive a Cavs Cooler Backpack presented by Discount Drug Mart.
It's a running start at Lopez, goes to the foul line, beats Sexton, corner three on the way, he knocks it down.
It's also time to give thanks to you, the greatest fans in the land, by giving away over $1 million in prizes. Get your seats today at Cavs.com/tickets or any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart. Let's go Cavs!
The Black Keys are back. September 30th, Quicken Loans Arena. The Black Keys Let's Rock Tour. With special guest Modest Mouse. Tickets are on sale now. Available online at theqarena.com. The Black Keys return.
Right back on Cavs HQ, Scott Zarilla with you. Brad Sellers will be back for the final segment. But before we do that, we're going to get back to our conversation with the play-by-play voice of the Cleveland Monsters, Tony Brown. Tony, we were talking a lot about players and road games coming up, but there are still some home games for the fans that haven't had a chance to come down yet. And not only is it great just to come down to the games, but as we've been talking all along, these are big games coming up.
Huge games, but, you know, what better environment to in which to compete for the Monsters than the Q? You know, you look across the AHL, and yeah, markets have great support, teams have great support, but I can't think of more than a couple of teams, if any, that have had that have provided fan bases that have provided their teams with the kind of support the Monsters have been given from the folks here in Northeast Ohio over the past four home games. Scott, if you can believe this, over 49,000 people have come down to the queue to support the Monsters. I mean, that's incredible. And you know, I hear a lot, and I've heard a lot during my time in Cleveland, that Cleveland, it's not really a hockey town. I beg to differ.
Yeah,
I beg to differ
that.
Because
yeah.
While there have been different teams, you know, over the years in different leagues that have been in this market, the one thing that's always been true is that the fans have come out to support whatever team is on the ice. And the Monsters certainly have enjoyed that support. You talk to these players, NHL veterans, guys that have spent a decade in the NHL ranks, like Mark Letestu, one of the leaders on the Monsters team this year. You know, you talk to him early in the year and he goes, "These are NHL crowds. I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
I thought I was going down to the minor leagues, and
oh,
here we are
in
an NHL environment." So think what that does for the young prospects that are getting used to playing at the professional level. Think what that does just for the players, getting them up and ready for the game on a game night. And a big tip of the cap, too, to our game ops crew, which makes it an NHL environment, too, with everything that's going on during the game. But, the support has been fabulous. 11 times this year, over 10,000 fans at the queue. And as we said, last four home games, most important time of the year, almost 50,000 fans. We can never take that for granted, and we appreciate it every day.
You know, it's funny, Tony, you mentioned about game ops. When I talk to folks here and there about going down, how much they enjoy the Monsters games, they enjoy the hockey itself, but they always say what a great family experience. And I, you know, this sounds like me really shilling for the organization, but this this is the truth. I've always had people say what a great environment it is. It's great to bring the families and the kids down. They have such a great time in addition to the product on the ice.
Oh yeah, it's so much fun, the different things that go on throughout the year. I mean, we have a couple of standby promotions like our 1-2-3 Fridays that provide great value to the fans, and our Monsters Labatt Blue Hoppy Hour ticket, which gets you a lower level ticket at a reasonable price, starting at just $11, and you get your first beer free. That's a pretty awesome deal there. And that we've got two more of those games coming up. That's Monday, April the 8th, and then the following Thursday against Rochester and Charlotte, respectively, both those games at 7 o'clock. And of course, tickets are available at clevelandmonsters.com. But in addition to that, lots of fun and unique promotions that you're not going to find from any other team or organization in minor or major league sports, I don't think. We've had a bunch of great specialty jerseys this year, one of which was our Monsters Moon Landing Night.
It was
which
so great.
I think was one of the coolest promotions in all my years in the minors and in different leagues that I've ever seen, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the moon landing with some spacesuit uniforms. I mean, it's just crazy, you know. And our Nickelodeon Ninja Turtles night was a huge hit with the fans as well, with some cool specialty uniforms.
I was talking down the hallway the other day, and I saw purple uniforms out. I mean, what's that all about?
Well, that's for our purple game, which was just this last Saturday against Lehigh Valley, and that's in partnership with the American Cancer Society. Purple's kind of a universal color for supporting those who have battled cancer and been affected by cancer. So a great night there. And of course, you know, just like all the fans and just like anybody, any portion of the population, our players and our staff have all been affected and touched by cancer in some way. So that's a promotion that hit everybody pretty close to home. But yeah, it's opportunities like that, not just to enjoy absolutely fantastic hockey. It's the second best hockey league in the world, but to do so in a great environment with over 10,000 fans and to be helping out with all of these fantastic causes through our promotional schedule. It's something really special, really unique, and it's something I'm thankful to be a part of.
Hey, real quick, promote the final couple of home games real fast.
Three games left in the home schedule. Monday the 8th against Rochester. By the way, all of these with playoff implications.
Yep.
Thursday
yep.
The 11th against the Charlotte Checkers, top team in the league all year. And then the following Friday, the 12th of April, all those games at 7 o'clock at the Q. ClevelandMonsters.com. Get your tickets now, as we just outlined for you. They're pretty tough to get this time of year.
Tony Brown, play-by-play voice of the Cleveland Monsters. Always great to catch up with you, and looking forward to your call with these big games, because as a play-by-play announcer myself, it's always great to call a game, but when the games really mean something, they're a lot of fun. Enjoy, and hopefully we'll be talking playoff hockey here real soon.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. I hope so.
We're going to take a quick timeout. Brad Sellers and I will wrap up this edition on Cavs HQ coming up next on the Cavaliers Radio Network.
Are you looking for a night out with friends or family? With exciting promotions, giveaways, and concession deals, there's something for everyone at the Cleveland Monsters game.
Friday, April 12th is Fan Salute Night and a 1-2-3 Friday. Get $1 Pepsis, $2 Sugardale hot dogs, and $3 select beers. Be there for the last regular season home game of the season and automatically be entered to win a game-worn jersey right off the player's back.
For tickets, call 216-420-0000. Visit ClevelandMonsters.com or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart. Monsters Hockey, where players and fans come to play.
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind. Saucy Brew Works, born and brewed in Cleveland, is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
50, 50, 50, 50, 50. Right now at LeVans. Get 50% off. 50 months, no interest. $50 gift card, double to 100. That's 50, 50, 50. Shop store-wide. Save on furniture and mattresses. And when you take 50% off, you'll get an incredible deal. Like our Cheyenne Queen Bed. Before saving $7.99. 50% off, just $3.99. 50, 50, 50. Now at LeVans.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Hello, PGA Pro Jimmy Hanlon here. Let me tell you a little secret. For $7, you can have the best burger in town. I've had it. Trust me, it's the best. Every Tuesday night for dinner, the Rustic Grill at Stonewater in Highland Heights slashes their burger and veggie burger prices in half. $7 only, but the same great Ohio beef with house-made bacon, aged white cheddar, bib lettuce, garlic aioli, and house-cut fries. The price is cut, but the quality never is. Check out Rustic Grill at Stonewater Golf.
Greatest, Carrie Underwood. Live in concert, the Cry Pretty Tour 360 with special guests Maddie and Tay and Runaway June. Quicken Loans Arena, October 16th, 2019. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. The brand new album, Cry Pretty, is available everywhere now in association with Kalia.
Wrapping up this edition of Cavs HQ presented by AT&T, Scott Cirilla and the mayor, Brad Sellers, with you. Brad, as we're wrapping up the show, the Cavaliers also wrapping up the regular season, just 4 games to go here in the final week. A Thursday, they will be at Sacramento. That game tips at 10 o'clock. Friday, final road game of the season at Golden State is a 10:30 tip before 2 home games. Sunday afternoon against San Antonio, 3 o'clock, and then they will wrap things up next Tuesday at 7 o'clock, fan appreciation night when they take on the Charlotte Hornets. We mentioned earlier, Cavaliers have lost 6 straight games. You know, we talk about the young guys and having veterans, but, you know, it's easy to look at the final 4 games and just want to finish the final 4 games and get the season out of the way. But, you know, as a team and as a coaching staff, that isn't really what you want from your players, is it? You really want to finish every game if it's a game that means something, don't you?
Well, it does mean something, Scott. And so, you know, the coaching staff here is trying to develop a product that they can come back and build upon in this summer. So when we come back for next season, that we are on a direction headed in a place that we want to go. And if you're a young player or you're a veteran player here, you're still trying to earn your keep here. So you better be playing hard all the way through as we start to reassess what we have to do in the summer months. So there's still plenty to play for. The bright side is that the Cavaliers have positioned themselves to be able to be a player going forward. So, you know, you talk about March Madness. I'm sure the staff and the scouting staff has been all over this tournament and all over the European circuit trying to figure out pieces and parts that could help us going forward.
Speaking of that, the players not going forward, I didn't get a chance to ask you earlier, but some quick thoughts on, you know, the consensus number one overall pick is Zion Williamson.
There's no question.
Again, not asking for what team, what position you need. Real quick, who would be your second pick? Who do you like, Morant? Do you like Reddish? Do you like, you know?
You know, there are a number of guys. Reddish, Morant. You know, I like what I saw in Carson Edwards. I like what I saw in some of these smaller school people that you didn't get to see. So, I mean, on a normal basis. So this is the trick. Can you find a jewel out there that most people can't see? Nobody saw Scottie Pippen.
That's right.
Not many. Jerry Krause saw him. Sonics didn't see him. They snookered the Sonics out of Scottie Pippen for Old Apollonies. That's both of them, my guys. But yes, they snookered them, right? Did. Yes, they did. Right?
Well, it's going to be a good fun weekend of the three games, the final four on Saturday, and then the final game on Monday night. Brad, we'll look forward to talking to you about that at some point down the road. Thanks for the time, as always.
As always, I appreciate you.
For the mayor, Brad Sellers, this is Scott Zarrilla saying thanks so much for tuning in to this edition of Cavs HQ presented by AT&T on the Cavaliers Radio Network.
Hasta la vista, baby!
Stop by the new AT&T store in Beachwood Place to find out how you can buy an eligible Samsung Galaxy and get a second one free. Limited time offer on select devices. Each requires a minimum of $750 on installment. Requires a new line, service for both, minimum $100 per month combined before discounts. Free after credits over 30 months. Credit starts within 3 bills. If service is canceled, device balance is due. $30 activation, additional taxes and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Come on, we're going to be late to the Cavs game.
Just a sec. I got to find my illuminating company bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from the illuminating company, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am. And you can be one, too.
How?
Just go to illuminatingcompany.com/e-bill to get started.